I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So we're going to get into something that is pretty serious because we're curious about it and we're interested in it. And it's a discussion that is being done at some of the top universities in the country right now over organ transplantation and whether or not it needs to be re-examined on whether people need to be worthy of organ transplants. You can call with your thoughts on this, or you can text us. We'd rather you call. We'd like to talk to you. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. You know, they're asking a lot of people. They're doing a lot of polling, and it comes down to people who think that, you know, somebody's unworthy of getting an organ transplant. It's based on whether or not they made quote unquote irresponsible health choices in their life.
Okay.
The respondents in this judged patients based on perceived responsibilities for their conditions. For example, someone with a genetic disease was generally considered more quote unquote worthy of a transplant than someone who needed a new liver due to alcohol use. Somebody also dropped for a support for organ transplants, also dropped for an unvaccinated person who needs a lung transplant after contracting COVID-19, for instance. So these are the things that they're taking into consideration for whether or not they change this policy. And I mean, I don't know how you would even begin to have that conversation. It seems like to call it a slippery slope, it is a well-oiled, baby-oiled slope.
Yeah, it's a slip and slide. I don't personally think, as our organ donor correspondent.
Yeah. If you don't know, Katie is an organ donor enthusiast. She can't wait to give her organs away.
I would prefer to do it when I'm alive.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to be able to experience that rush.
You want the feels.
I want the feels.
And you want the glory.
No, I don't need the thank yous.
You want to look over at Selena Gomez and say, like, you doing okay, bitch?
I don't want a thank you. I want to be able to know that I helped somebody and be able to see it with my own eyes. They could maybe not even know it came from me. Yes, I've always, since I was like 12 years old, wanted to donate like part of my kidney or something. Or no, my liver. Because it'll grow back. I don't think morality should ever be a part of medicine. Because morality is a case-by-case basis and different for every person. So if we start putting our own feelings of morality on what is right and wrong for sick people, then what is to stop somebody from saying, I don't believe somebody deserves an organ because they are gay, and I don't believe in that.
So I think we have another Katie on the phone who disagrees with you.
Oh.
Katie, are you there?
Hi.
And you think that we should kind of weigh whether or not somebody is worthy or unworthy for an organ transplant, right?
I think so. I think it just depends kind of like the life of the person. Like if it's a child, then okay, like how bad do they need this? And that's not to say that somebody else doesn't need it just as bad, but I feel like maybe in certain cases, the life of morality does kind of matter.
Okay, so both of you are saying morality. So let me ask you this question. Let's say somebody needs a heart transplant because they have massive heart failure due to a life of no exercise and unhealthy living. But that person dedicated their life to charitable work and saving the lives of other people through their charity. Does that person deserve it? This is what I'm talking about. Like, this is too hard.
Let her answer.
It's hard. I guess, I don't know. I'm such a like empathetic person that my, I don't know. I mean, heart pulls one way, but
it is hard. And that's why I think that there's this line should never be drawn. The line of right. What I believe is right or wrong should yeah. never play a part in it. That's why I think it should be who is the sickest?
Mm-hmm.
Who is the most likely to receive the donor organ and be able to live? Because that is another part of it.
It is a very hard discussion. I feel like it's Pandora's box. In my personal opinion, I feel like it has to be just blind.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
It has to be because there aren't enough letters in the alphabet to do factors in how many different variables make somebody worthy or unworthy of an organ transplant. But keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.